Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Yes, here we go again, but it's not here we go again. Oh no, PJ Gallagher, this is different. This is brand spanking new. We're in a different room.
In a different room to do the podcast, and we're sitting down and all. It's a new style of luxury.
Know.
Look,
yeah. I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, do you like sitting down?
I do. Yeah, I like sitting down. I would actually say one of my favorite things in life is sitting down. It was a hobby.
I meant specifically for this. By the way, close that door, will you? Push that door closed, because it's the door's ajar there, for God's sake.
I mean,
anybody could hear you.
Yeah, God forbid,
You know what I mean?
Especially me bragging about my sitting down abilities. I'm actually quite good at lying down. We should try one of them as well. I would not even get out of the bed.
That's not a bad concept for this podcast.
Yeah.
The lying down podcast.
Oh my God. I do all my best thinking when I'm lying down, to be quite honest with you.
I thought you did your best thinking when you were on the jacks.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I lie down.
Don't tell me you lie down.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we're in a different room. We've been thrown out of our studio.
Right, yep.
I don't want to name names, but English John. And so we're in one of the other studios.
There's a lot of moving and shaking going on this week because now that COVID is finally... Well, it's not gone. It's just now that we've learned to ignore it as a society. We're in this room together.
Yeah.
And we're off on the road tomorrow. We're doing an OB for the first time in ages.
Yeah, we're out and about meeting the general public. So the great unwashed.
That's the great thing about radio. You really never know where you're going to end up. Like, you're in the studio here and tomorrow we're in the hardware shop. Or a builder's providers, anyway. There could be lads with hard hats and all and breakfast rolls walking around doing real jobs.
Yeah.
And there's the two of us in the corner.
It is a bit ironic that you and I would end up in a builder's providers.
It is brilliant.
I mean, we won't know anything that's going
on
about anything that's in the place.
No, and the thing is, this is like, you're so real men. You know, men who know, like, they'd be talking to each other. I'm just in to get me giddy, what's it? Me jibber jabber's on
the
phone now.
Do you have a 3/8?
Yeah.
A what?
I never know what they're on about.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a torn whopper. Give us two torn whoppers and a giddy hatchet.
Have you ever had to walk into one of these places, right, when you have to, generally speaking, in our case, we're sent for something.
Yeah.
There's somebody working in your house and they don't have time to do, and so they send you, go down to such a place and get me this.
Yeah.
Right? So that's grand, but you end up invariably in a queue.
And then
this conversation happens in front of you between the lad serving or the person serving and the person buying.
Yeah.
And it may as well be in Swahili.
It does it, yeah.
You've no. Do you want the brush stencil? What? Give us the curveball ejector.
Yeah.
With the all right.
And then the problem is they go, give us 300 of them. You know the way you do that? Give us 300 of them and 73 whopper doppers and a half inch. And a half inch quarter leg, and then you come up and you got a screw in your hand. I need three of them. Do you have one?
Because the worst thing is when you turn around and you have to walk up and you go, "How are you? I was looking for nails," and they look at you as if to say, "What is wrong?" Yeah, well, like what sort of nails? Nails to nail into things?
Oh yeah.
Well, what are they, masonry? Are they wood? Are they what? Like, what size do you want? Nails
to put up a photograph of me ma on the wall. Daddy ma.
They must. Oh,
they're like, what are you at?
May as well have walked in and asked for an ice cream. What is he doing in here?
Same in the paint shops. You know, you walk in, there's a guy going, give us 3,000 litres of white, 43 litres of red, and two buckets of outdoor emulsion or something.
Yeah.
And then you walk in and go, I'm looking for a small pot of mongoose. Yellow.
Of camel breath.
Yeah,
if you have it.
Just to do with a bit of the time that I broke off the cistern. And now I have to cover in that bit of the wall.
I swear to God, there's nothing more intimidating than being in that environment.
Oh, it's horrible,
Because even with the best will in the world, even when somebody's not trying to embarrass you, you just do it yourself.
You do it yourself,
yeah.
I remember my shower broke. I will never forget my shower breaking, the electric shower. I knew it was a Triton, that's all.
Right.
And it was terrible because you go into the shop and I'm there going, he goes, what's wrong with the shower? And I was like, it's not working properly. And he's like, okay, what model is it? I went, it's a Triton. And he goes, Triton what? And I was like, it has Cool Breeze written on it. And
yeah, well, that's probably a start.
No, is it Triton Cool Breeze? And he goes, no, that's not, that's just the, that's the, right, you don't have a number. No. I goes, and what's wrong with it? And I was, you know the way they'd know that the pulp has gone or the emulsifier has gone or whatever. And I just was going, it goes, instead of going, you want to see the face on him. He's there. It's, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh my God.
And he's like,
it's, that's incredible. Because it's like walking into a garage and saying, do you have a Ford? But yeah, which one?
Yeah.
It's a Ford.
Yeah, the one that goes, rim, 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 rim. Rim, 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 rim.
That's incredible. Yeah. So you were literally, you were standing in a builder's providers doing impressions of a shower.
Yeah.
Way into trucking. Yeah, but instead of going, it's only going, roo, roo, roo,
yeah, it's going, roo, 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 roo. It was pulsing. Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah.
I remember my mate Jared told me
Then when he finally said, I can't help you, he went, well, do you have a nail?
Yeah, you have. You wouldn't have three screws. Oh, it's brutal. My mate Jared told me he was in Spain with his girlfriend, and it was in the middle of Spain where there's no tourists.
Right, yeah.
And he was there walking. He went in to get food to eat, and all he ever asks for, no matter where he is chicken. That's all he ever asks for. No matter what. He doesn't even read menus. And he goes in, and he was sitting, all the menu in Spanish. He didn't know what he was looking at. And he's there, chicken. And they're like, huh? He's there, chicken. No idea. They hadn't a clue what he was asking for.
Right.
And they brought the chef out of the kitchen and all. And he's there, chicken. There's the two waiters and the chicken, anything chicken. Anything at all. And he ended up going with his arms like that. And they were like, pollo! Oh, pollo! Pollo! Yeah. And he goes, yeah, pollo! Pollo! Yeah, chicken. And then they go, oh, no, we don't serve chicken. Oh yeah, Jesus,
that's
Christ.
Perfection.
I know, yeah.
Oh, I love that. Because people don't understand that the trauma of being it's like, you know the way you always slag me about the fact that when I was a kid I was afraid to go into Bewley's.
Yeah afraid because you didn't,
because I didn't, because see the thing about when you don't know a system, it's like the other thing is that I remember the first time I went to New York, right?
Yeah.
I was travelling on my own, and the first time I went, and everybody been talking about, you know, you can eat really cheaply back then or whatever, you know.
Oh,
and eating the delis, great, the delis or whatever. But again, I'd be afraid, because you know the way you used to hear those orders that people have put in for sandwiches in New York, and he'd be like, it's, you know what I mean?
Greek.
He'd be like, two bagel ting on rye with and a hold them thing, and you know, 18 different types of meats and 14 different types
two
of bread.
Two over easy tunnies with a pickle and kebab sauce. You're like, what the
And I'd be afraid. There's nothing worse. Like, I'd much rather opt for something where literally it was a sort of, look, we only do burgers.
Yeah, same here. A place that's just called soup. Soup. Would you like bread? Yeah.
It's like that story. Remember that story you told about your man? They'll be up by the courts.
Yeah, that's right. And Coffee and Kale had opened. It was a really hipster place on Hill Street, right beside the hospital it was.
The
Children's Hospital
right,
there.
Okay.
You know, on the Mountjoy Square side, so edge of town. And an elephant has just walked. It's a pure hipster place, you know, with all the different ryes and different kiboshes and kales and, you know, all the, and he just went, looked at the menu and then just looked at them and went, soup and a sandwich, and walked off and sat down.
Yeah.
And you want to see the two lads, the two hipstery lads, are going, what do you mean? He just went, does he want chicken tikka, or does he want ham bolognese, or does he want it on rye or sourdough or what?
Yeah.
And one of them went back out and he looked at him and just goes, sorry, it's just you wanted to do a chicken? Yeah, soup and a sandwich, yeah. And just, no phone, no newspaper, just sitting on his own looking out the window. And they were freaking the fuck out. They didn't know what to do. They couldn't handle it.
So that's the secret, obviously. That's what you and I need to do. Whenever we go into a builder's providers or a hardware or whatever, we just need to embrace our ignorance.
Yeah.
And walk. And when you walk up and go, give us a nail, will you?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What sort of a nail? A nail. Just give us a nail, Grant. I'll be over here by the cash register, yeah?
Hammer and two nails. I'll be outside the car and make a fucking snappy.
Man, I would love that.
Oh,
I would
Jesus.
Love that. Right, listen, let's give you some of the best bits from during the week, shall we? A few bits and pieces this week. I'll tell you something. I had one of the best laughs I've had during the week. When we ended, believe it or not, we started off talking about dating. Yeah. But that is nowhere near where we ended up with that story.
How it got to where it went, I have no idea.
But it literally, it gave us a phrase. I'm not even going to spoil, just in case you didn't hear it, I'm not going to spoil it for you, right? It gave us a phrase that, in, to my mind, should become a definite part of the English language going
forward.
I'm
planning my ones at the moment,
I'm telling you now, this is epic. Starting as dating did not end up there, but you can consider it a piece of future fashion advice when we get to the end of it. That's on the way. Also, we were talking about a programme that was on Channel 4 during the week, and about a man who had had a very unfortunate incident.
Yeah, I suppose as unfortunate as you can have as a fella without dropping dead.
Pretty much. Yeah. But there was a twist in the tale. There was something on his arm.
There is a twist. That's a very good way of putting it.
So we were discussing that man and his very well endowed forearm.
Yeah, well, really. He's the only fella who could be a flasher by telling you the time. That's all I'm saying.
So you'll get to hear that story. That's on the way. Also, we were talking about, we were doing our bit for health. Of course, myself and PJ had declared that we were going on not a health kick, really. We haven't been able to describe it.
It's a slight restraint sort of thing that we're doing. We're basically trying to, you know, fit into our pants again, because
that's a good enough thing.
The post-Christmas plumage hasn't exactly gone back to itself, so it's
we're still a bit swollen.
A little bit. We're retaining a bit of water we wouldn't mind getting rid of. Yeah,
but anyway, so we ended up talking about the way. To be honest with you, these are people straight after our own heart. They had a weird take on the old 5-a-day rule, didn't they?
Very, very liberal take on it. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So that's on the way. And then, of course, we were talking about ghosts made an appearance.
Yeah, as they always,
the supernatural,
as they tend not to do, and you'll see why.
So that's all on the way. We'll talk to you on the other side. Enjoy.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
Yesterday we were sitting in the office after the show, and PJ announced from his phone that there was a program that had completely caught his imagination. It was on last night, okay, but unfortunately it was on a bit late for us.
Yeah, it's on.
At Channel 4, so it would have been a bit late for us to actually stay up and watch it. But you have it recorded, don't you?
I do, yeah. I'm going
because you're intrigued by it.
I'm absolutely blown. I've never been as curious about a story in my life.
Now, would you like to reveal the title of this particular programme?
What is the title of it? It's very specific, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it was yesterday, because you just announced it in no context whatsoever.
Yeah.
You just announced it from your chair yesterday, sitting in the office.
It's the man who's... Willie fell off or something, it's called. The Man with a Penis on His Arm is the name of it. The name of the show.
And it was apparently on Channel 4 last night. Okay. Now, just look, there's so much to this, right?
So much.
But just one of the other twists that came about from this programme, which, okay, you haven't watched it totally. You know the story, but you haven't watched it fully.
I've just watched the full video here of him giving an interview on it, yeah?
Yeah, giving an interview on it. And one of the other things, apart from the fact that this man has basically grown a willy on his arm.
Yeah, Malcolm MacDonald is his name, yeah.
Yeah, he's also named the willy on his arm.
Can you show us now?
Yeah. Let's say hello to my little friend. It's Jimmy.
Jimmy
is his name.
Yeah.
That's the name of the
Say hello
the
to
arm.
My little friend, Jimmy. Aww. He's called his... Jimmy.
Yeah, Jimmy. It's a perfect name for a little fella like that. Isn't it?
Perfect name for a little... Is what you're saying.
Yeah, it's perfect name for a little...
Every little... Should be called Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, there you go. He's grown a little Jimmy on his arm. I think that's fantastic.
I mean, this is legit now. I think the story that goes on to say that he did have it put back in its proper place.
It's gone back into the proper place. So what happened to him? It's a mad story. He had a blood infection.
Right.
And it all went sort of black and everything, right? And then over time, it sort of went to worse and it fell off.
Yeah,
and then they asked him, "Well, how did you feel when it fell off?" And he says, "Well, I'm not going to be home in second anymore." He said, and he says, "Well, that's to put it mildly." So there was an idea to build him a new willy, right? Like you would make a sausage roll, effectively.
Really? Was that the analogy they used? Was it?
Yeah, that's actually
We'll do it a bit like a sausage roll.
Yeah,
must have inspired him.
And he said no to that because it was a very very big procedure, whatever. And he said, so we'll do it. There's another way. Another doctor wrote to him. He says, I think I know what we can do. We can get you another willy and it'll grow on your arm. And when it grows on your arm, we can stick it back to where right. the previous Willy was, and it'll be.
Where did they get the other Willy that they stuck in his arm?
I guess I'll have to watch the whole show, but they may, he added 2 inches onto it as well. He said he said he wanted it was 4 beforehand, and now it's 6. So he says he feels like a much like a real man again. He says,
"Wow!"
Now that he's got the 6 inches,
he got that from somewhere else and just stuck it on his arm.
Yeah, and he said it was mad though. He couldn't go swimming or anything because every time he rolled up his sleeves, he was. You know, and yeah. every time he had a he couldn't wear a T-shirt.
Well, as Gareth pointed out, he said it must have been terrible having to hug his granny at Christmas and poking her in the eye with it.
Oh, for God's sake.
With this thing on his arm.
And it's right down the lower forearm. Like, if
yeah.
like imagine asking him the time. Whoa, it's 12 o'clock.
Yeah, it'd be like a sundial on his arm.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Why did he put it down on that part of his arm close to his wrist?
Once again.
Could they not have put it somewhere, like, you know, somewhere else on him?
Yeah, like, where though? What
does it mean?
On his back or something. Like, that wouldn't work either. So I guess it's just, there's definitely a medical reason why they did it, where they did it. It's just, it's a very visible part of the body. You would think.
It is.
Maybe the leg or the back or the chest or, oh, jeepers, it'd look like your nipples and thing, it'd look like a face.
Yeah.
And it'd look like a nose.
It is a very, I mean, so you're intending to watch this tonight then, are you?
Yeah, and he was supposed to have had it done 2 years ago, but COVID happened and he couldn't get the operation done because COVID got in the way, and then it was only emergency operations. And apparently getting the willy off your arm isn't classed as an emergency. So he was pushed back to the list and he says it was really hard. He's lived for 4 years with a completely fully grown willy on his arm. Two years before that it was
grown.
Yeah,
but in fairness, like, I mean, if you're going to do it, you can't take any chances. I mean, like, if you're going to do it, you have to do it properly. Like, you wouldn't want to go off cock-handed.
Yeah, that'd be terrible, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Or anything. Do you know what I mean? If you're, with an operation that's as important as that. Do you know what I mean? You'd have to take it seriously, to be fair. I just point out as well that somebody is... Who's this? Richie's just text in. Old MacDonald had an arm. And on that arm, he grew. I leave the rest to
it
yourself.
It brings a whole new sort of expertise. You know, you know when you say about lads, Jabers, he's always got something under his sleeve, that lad.
Yeah. You know. Or that expression about, oh, him, it's like a baby.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
Now listen, if you were with us a little bit earlier on, you might have heard PJ declare that we're turning over a new leaf, right? We've decided that we're going to reform ourselves, aren't we? We've been off the wagon too long.
Way too long.
But, and there is, it's a very significant but. In fact, in both of our cases, it's becoming a more significant but. But anyway, it's a significant, because we're not going ridiculous.
No, we're not going to do all this like...
We're not going full Joe Wicks on us.
No, we're not starting like, you know, going to wake up and do the salute to the sun every morning, followed by a jog or anything.
And
you
it's
know,
not going to be
of
sort of like just, it's not going to be sort of broccoli all day, every day.
No, none of that. We're just going to eat.
Giving up anything that's kind of, you know...
Yeah, that's enjoyable in its entirety.
As we said earlier on, it's kind of, we are turning over a new leaf. But it's quite a big leaf, and so we are going to turn it quite slowly.
Slowly, so it doesn't...
And incrementally.
Exactly, so the sudden shock to the system doesn't wipe us out, you know?
Correct.
And then, you know, you have to get your knowledge right about what is good and bad food for you. Because unbelievably, I'm reading here, that one in ten people think this. Now, that's 10% of the population, right?
Okay.
Think that anything that has fruit written on it is apparently part of your 5 and day. So 10% of people in this country think a pina colada is one of their 5 a day.
The cocktail.
The cocktail, yeah. They think that alcoholic cocktails are good enough to make up for your 5 a day.
If there's fruit juice in it.
If there's fruit juice, that's what they think. So there's people that are genuinely, drinking star martinis, vanillas, vanilla cocktails, vodka and lime. One person hadn't thought that was a 5 a day. A vodka and lime. They thought that's it.
So literally a squeeze off a lime, that'll do me. Yeah. Stick that down.
Didn't I have a slice of lime there in my 14 drinks?
I just said I must have had an entire lime.
I think I'm doing too much fruit. It's gone to my head. This fruit is driving me mad. One woman thought she was if she mixed passion fruit with her Prosecco, she was getting enough juice in. Oh my God.
She probably said, well, that's grapes and passion fruit in that there.
Yeah, yeah.
And just a bit of sparkling water.
And then there's the lad who decided that he thought Bloody Mary was a soup with vodka in it. Just served in a glass.
Tomato soup with a dash of
vodka in my soup, please. It's called Bloody Mary. Just because there's loads of tomatoes in it, yeah?
I'm sure I don't have to say this, but always drink responsibly. And please be aware that fruit in your alcoholic cocktail does not constitute one of your five a day.
Yeah, it's like...
I mean, mind you, having said that, I mean, have you... Remember that there was that craze for gin?
Yeah.
And they started serving them in the big fish bowls.
That's right, yeah.
And then they started lobbing...
Cucumber and all that.
Everything into it.
Yeah.
And you could have all sorts. And it did, I mean, there was, you know, a few of them in, and suddenly the bottom of the glass starts looking like a trifle.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
If you just pick up all the fruits at the end of the night and eat it...
Maybe you would salvage one of your five a day.
But it's mad what people think. Like, I remember gigging with a lad, and Pat, we were going in to get jellies, you know, in the shop. And he goes, now get
what
the hell.
What is your obsession with jellies?
I love jellies, yeah. Love them,
what
they're gorgeous.
What is about jellies?
They're lovely, tasty things, you know. They're lovely jellies. Jellies are. But he was going, get the healthy jellies. What's the healthy jellies? Yeah, the healthy ones in the white bag, you know, the natural.
He thought
was healthy jellies. He again thought that, like, there was pear and all in it, or whatever. Not
so just because it doesn't have kind of added sugar or something, or no, what is it? What did they say? No artificial whatevers.
Yeah, I don't know.
He thought that it qualified.
Healthy jellies.
It was basically fruit.
Basically fruit, yeah. This is the type of fella, like, he can eat a packet of strawberry creams and think he's doing himself the great wonders, you know?
Oh, my God. Paddy and Cork's disgusted. Because he thought that his Bulmer's mixed berry cider and a bag of fruit pastilles was knocking up his five a day.
In the, yeah. Yeah.
No.
It's,
come
yeah,
on.
Yeah. That just blow your back doors off. But you're like... Yeah, so you have to be very careful, like, when you're seeding. Just because something has fruit names written on it, it doesn't mean
absolutely.
It's good
but
for
I mean,
you.
That is... the hardest part of that to believe is that they weren't just spoofing. That it wasn't... They weren't taking the Michael.
No, they're saying that there's those people out there.
Somebody would actually genuinely believe... that having an olive in your martini was going to give you one of your five a day.
Those people are out there. Right now, there is someone in the world tucking in to an olive martini with a packet of strawberry creams and a vanilla log of ice cream, and they think they're doing the best thing that they can do for themselves.
I've just realised that I shouldn't be surprised at this. Wasn't it the big campaign, somebody trying to convince everybody that if you had tomato sauce on your pizza... It could be qualified as a
salad. Yeah, it's a salad. A fruit salad. Can I have a fruit salad with pepperoni and chicken, please?
Glory Days. The best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
I have you know that men are now the focus of the... Well, how would you put it? I was going to say the focus of the dating game, but I don't really mean it like that. Basically, the traditional... You know, old style view used to be that if somebody wanted to go out with somebody else, it would be the man in the situation who would do the inviting.
Yeah, yeah.
Apparently all that's gone.
Well, it's changing. The times, they are changing. Apparently now, like you said, back in the day, it was always the thing. Even if a woman wanted to go out with a fella, say, that she...
Wouldn't have to play. She'd have to drop a few hints.
Yeah, and a friend would have to come and say, hey, what do you think of my friend? Would you like ask? Would you ever ask her out? You know, and then you'd go and you'd ask her. But that's all becoming a thing of the past, you know.
Yeah. Third party negotiations.
It was, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nobody wanted to lose face.
Yeah,
so you have to kind of make sure that
each other up.
You know, you'd be asking, but really, you'd know in advance.
Yeah, yeah. There's no risk involved, you know. Yeah, like she might sort of turn around, yeah, man, with the one tooth and the. And the hair and the comb over. I'm not going away. So you'd steer them wide, you know.
Yeah.
But it's all changing. It's all changing, apparently. Now, only a third of dates, they say, are going that way, where a man is the one who sort of sticks his neck out and...
We've become the prey.
It turns out that we are the ones being asked out.
We're the sought-after ones, are we, PJ?
Yeah, and do you know something? About time too. And especially for our generation, Jim. You remember where, like, now there's Tinders and Badoos and whatever, plenty of fishes and all those things where you can sort of be behind the wall effectively asking people out. Remember when you had to ask someone out when we were kids, though? One phone in the house.
Yeah, and everybody could hear.
Yeah, and you heard that with
answer. Sometimes, if it wasn't your phone, if you had to use the phone in somebody else's house.
Oh, yeah, yeah, jeepers. And you're there, you'd be ringing, and you're there, and her dad answer. Hello? You're there. Hello? All of that. And is Amy there? He go, who's this? You make up a false name. Roger. Roger who? Roger Ramjet. And then you'd hear him. Amy, there's a Roger Ramjet on the phone for you. I don't want you taking calls from boys at this time of night. And then she'd come on and you go, it's PJ. She'd go, why did you say you were Roger Ramjet? I don't know. Do you want to go out with me? No. And then you just hang up.
Do you know Roger Ramjet?
Yeah. And then you try again. Someone else. Oh, it was so terrifying. So, and your dad, you'd be on the phone to her and your dad pick up the phone. Hey, who's this? Dad, get off the phone, will you? Remember at the cross lines? Who's this? And she said, Roger Ramjet.
It's a good job now that times are changing. Now that it's perfectly kind of, in fact, not acceptable. It's actually kind of, that's the way it's going.
That's the way it's going.
Decide, in fact, this, I'm not waiting around for.
Yeah, I don't have to wait around. I can do this. I can take a man out. I can pay on the first date. That's become a real big thing now as well.
Good.
I don't know. I don't like that. I'm too traditional. I think a fella should always pay in the first date. I think you should. I just think there's something about it. Mate, if you think it's not fair, Grant, take it for an old waffle or a pancake or something. Like, you don't have to be fancy. A sausage, a pie and chips.
Look at you being all chivalrous. Chivalrous?
Chivalrous.
Although chivalrous is probably also an apt description. But anyway, look, and that's, I'm assuming there's a more logical reason for that, is there? That, you know, other than just plain kind of being nice.
To pay first.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Because when you want her to look at you and think, I'd never really want to go out with him again, but I do owe him one.
Yeah. So that's the secret is you blag yourself an extra date by feeling, right, I suppose I should pay next time. I suppose, because I don't want to come across as stingy.
Yeah, because you can finish the date and then go, right, that's the end of that. I had a great time, did you? And she's not really. I said, well, it's good you owe me your cotton chips then, isn't it? And I'll be better next time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to put on it. Yeah.
Just send me a list of what things I need to improve on.
Yeah.
But mind you, what happens if, there is that situation where you do need to get out of
a date?
You know, like that you were saying about the one, two, the comb over.
Yeah.
I mean, those situations could arise.
They do arise. And there's a list, actually, of advice in one of the papers saying how to get out of a bad date or how to get out of a date you don't want to be in, you know.
Yeah.
One of them is spilling.
So, lads, if you're fed up being pursued, you know, by endless women constantly asking you out.
Yeah. Not a problem I reckon many men have, to be honest. But they say spill a drink on yourself is a great way to do it. And then, oh my God, I have to get the stain out of this. This is not, these aren't my trousers.
That's an unusual approach.
Yeah.
So you spill your own drink on yourself.
Yeah, and they go, oh my God, these are the trousers my dad was buried in. And I go, oh, how could he be wearing them then? These are the trousers.
I dug them up especially for the occasion. Yeah,
these are the trousers I'm planning on burying my father in. So that's one of the reasons there.
I wouldn't have thought that was okay, good.
Yeah, and then there's another one that says, have your friend call you like 20 minutes into a date, no matter what. Just set it up before you go. And
that's
then,
an old ploy, though. Yeah.
And then, you know, you can hang up and say, you know,
it's an emergency.
You have an emergency. Like what?
Yeah.
Like, somebody just spins wine on my dad's trousers for the coffee.
Yeah, they're going to be his death trousers.
Yeah.
His death trousers. If I don't get the stain out.
Yeah, my dad's out shopping for his death trousers. I'm going to pick out a pair of coffin pants for the old lad. Is he sick? No, he just worries about...
the best title ever.
Yeah, he gets worried about things.
That'd be an amazing thing if you were going out with your other half. And he went, I don't know what to wear. I don't know where, maybe me jeans or why don't you wear them? I certainly will not. They're me coffin pants.
Jesus.
Are you mad? They're me coffin, me good coffin pants.
I tell you something,
who do you think you are?
You'll literally never catch me alive wearing them.
It's the very best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim.
On Radio Nova.
They reckon that Saturday's Lotto Jackpot, is going to be about £8.5 million.
Oh my God.
£8.5 million, they reckon. And like everybody, surely everybody has indulged in that sort of daydream. What you do.
What would you do if you won it? Yeah.
Like at the very least, people have sort of what would be top of the list.
Exactly.
If it was a house for somebody or a car or a holiday or whatever it would be. And then, you know, you know, sometimes you get more into the daydream and you plan what you do with it and you, you know, you're divvying it up among your whatever, or you're thinking about your charity thing or your whatever it might
all
be.
All of that, yeah. And because it's such a big sum of money, you look, and someone wins it, you sort of, you can sort of think, fair play to you, you know, you won. Yeah. Spend it on whatever you like.
Yeah.
But then you meet some people who are just flutes, like, and there's this couple who won 3.6 million quid, right?
A lot of money, in fairness.
3.6 million quid. And instead of, you know, retiring or, you know, heading off to the sun or buying themselves a second home or giving it to charity or whatever.
Yeah, maybe, God, you'd guess. I mean, you could do an awful lot of work, you know, with that sort of money, you know. You could help a charity out big style.
Yeah.
Or you could get your name on something.
Exactly, yeah, yeah. A wing of a hospital or something. Yeah. Now, look at these lads doing. They've started their own Ghostbusters business. I mean, seriously. So they've started. They said, oh, God. So 30... They've been playing for 30 years.
This is hurting you.
It's
now,
killing me that they're...
It's hurting you.
Killing me, yeah.
So 3.6 million quid.
Yeah.
That they, as you say, even if they were selfish about it, even if they decided that's us set for life, we're going to just, you know, swan off onto the sunset and we'll maybe look after the family and everything.
Exactly, yeah.
Even if it would be better than doing this.
No problem. Spending it all chasing spooks. 30 years they're playing this, and then they've won 10 grand a month for the next 30 years and they're spending it on this. No more lavish holidays or nothing like that. They said Kirk is your man's name and Laura is her name.
Kirk,
yeah. As in,
please don't tell me he's like a captain or anything.
Do you know something? I can't look at the photograph. I'm not Googling because I won't get his face out of my head all day. I'll be angry all day thinking about this fella's head. If I see it. She says, Kirk and I are participating in lots more paranormal activities and I'm editing the videos, which I absolutely love doing. I'm getting better and better at editing. Yeah, editing what? There's no ghosts on the camera.
Yeah, exactly.
Editing just, what?
Exactly, yeah.
You can't
really make a mistake. In fact, there'd be probably more interest if you did make a mistake. Somebody might go, oh, what was that? What was that? Was that something? I think I saw a flicker there.
Yeah, yeah. You
know, no, that's just her. She's rubbish at the editing.
Yeah, that's just the, yeah. Don't worry, no, she left the shadow in from the last one.
Yeah. I think that was my thumb on the camera there.
Yeah. Like, isn't it unbelievable? You try not to be upset.
Yeah.
You try.
Because you hear stories about kind of like people who, they leave money in their will, say they leave all their inheritance or whatever to a cats and dogs home or something like that or whatever.
Yeah.
And you think that's mad. But then you think, well, at least the animals are going to benefit, I suppose.
Yeah, yeah. But nobody benefits from this. There's nobody. Even if there is a ghost, they'll be haunted by some ghost going, what a waste of money.
Glory Days, the best of Morning Glory with PJ and Jim
on Radio Nova.
There you go, some of the best bits from during the week on Morning Glory. So I suppose depending on when people are listening to this, it could be after the weekend, but for us the weekend is still ahead.
The weekend is all ahead, yeah.
Have you anything sort of spectacular planned?
Great big plans this weekend.
Have you?
Yeah, I'm going up to Derry to see Bowles playing Derry in the weekend.
Oh my God.
And then I'm meeting friends in Malahide for a dinner and cocktails on Saturday.
Oh my God, look at you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is incredible. You are literally the man who hated people and hated going out.
I know.
You're literally going to go to a crowded football stadium up in Derry and then meet friends.
I know. It's a very unlikely, very unlike me, yeah.
You've changed, man. You've really changed.
I really have changed. You know what I'm worried, though, about is I haven't stayed in a hotel in God knows a few years now, really. And I'm worried that if there's something wrong with the shower, I'm going to be downstairs in the reception going, it's just gone. Oh, God. Yes, I'm sure it'll be all right, yeah. It'll be grand.
It is a terrible thing, isn't it, when you have to resort to sort of doing impersonations when you lack so much technical knowledge.
That you just make noises, yeah.
Yeah. You're a bit of a petrol head. You know your way around engines and all that sort of stuff.
Kind of, not
Whereas
really.
Whereas I'm rubbish now. I'd be like, there's nothing I could fix on a car.
Oh, yeah.
Or nothing.
Yeah. Well,
I mean, I might get away with changing a wheel or whatever, but other than that, I'd be lost with an engine.
But you need to be an engineer now to be able to fix cars the way they're gone.
Mind you, lots of people do that now. And in fairness, you know, even sort of, you know, lads who fancy themselves a bit do the old sort of like, there's a... And you end up in that conversation where they're saying to a mechanic, like, so it's kind of like And the mechanic's going, right. Now is it or is it more sort of
or is it go meep meep? Because I think I know what that is.
Yeah, because it's either your flange or it's your
yeah. That's it. Huh?
Because I never, even with doctors, I never fully understood that when they'd be asking you, like, what sort of pain or whatever.
I never know.
I was just going to say, what are you supposed to compare it to? Well, it's a bit like, I tell you, it's like, imagine getting the smack of a hammer in a...
It's like, imagine getting kicked in the teeth or imagine,
No, I wouldn't go quite as far as kicking the teeth. Maybe an elbow in the face.
Although the older I get, the more I get, like, the more I get used to it, you know, like, is there, they're kind of, is it a sharp pain, a dull pain, or a, you know, and I'm like, it's more a slow, monotonous mental pain, to be honest with you, than anything physical. To be honest, doctor, I'm just in here for the chat.
Sometimes I find the company just eases.
Yeah, you know what I mean? There's no one in the cafe.
Yeah, I went in and ordered a soup and a sandwich and they looked at me like I had two heads.
I've nothing to be fucking doing, doctor. Have you any advice on hobbies?
Oh, right, listen, folks, whatever you end up doing, enjoy us and we'll talk to you soon.
You've been listening to Glory Days, the best of Radio Nova's Morning Glory with PJ and Jim. Catch the show live weekdays 6 to 10 on FM, online at nova.ie or on the Nova app.